What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday, guys. I hope you had a fantastic week. I have been itching to talk to you guys all week because I started Love Island and I can't stop. And I should have known. Reality TV has been a very slippery slope for me in the past like year, 2 years. I get locked in real quick. But listen, the internet got me again. Chicks in the Office got me again. Everyone was saying, oh, you're missing out. Like, this is the best. Like, if you're going to watch any season, this is the one. Like, you want to be in on this drama. And then I got on the treadmill earlier this week, like Monday or something, to do my cardio. And I'm like, it was Monday. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch Real Housewives of New Jersey from last night. This is going to make my 45 minutes go so fast. I didn't realize that New Jersey had a break last week. So I was like, fuck, what do I watch? And there's Ariana Maddox's smiling face right at the top of Peacock. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it. One episode. Let's do it. The intro wasn't about it. The whole music, like dance video thing was not about it at all. But then once the guys started coming in, your girl got locked in real quick. And now I've got some freaking thoughts. I was going to wait. And then I was like, do I talk about this on the Hot Topics? But I'm behind right now. I'm just starting episode 10. I'm behind. So I'm just going to give it to you straight because I cannot stop thinking about this. I have two comments to make. One, I can't help but whenever I see like The Bachelor, any reality TV really, whether it's Housewives, Bachelor, Vanderpump Rules, Love Island, whatever, it makes me cringe to my core watching people work out. I think the only time I didn't was like a few seasons or like years ago in New Jersey when Teresa was training for her bodybuilding competition. It just makes me cringe out of my mind watching these people work out. Like, I was watching Love Island and I just saw, like, I don't know, they're having a conversation and doing bicep curls at the same time where I'm like, are they just doing this for show? Like, is this like just because they know the camera's on them? One guy picked up a barbell and started doing like behind the neck presses, which I was like, who even, like, out of all the exercises, like, this is the one that you want to do right now? I don't know. I like can't help but notice the way that the guys work out, and then it totally like plagues my view of them. Like, it just changes. I don't know. After I watched those guys like Connor and them work out, I was like, oh God, all of you can just go home. But that's my professional mind. Anyway, the more important thing, I am at such a crossroads with where I stand with Rob. In all terms. First, I was like, ew, he's ugly. Ooh, but I like his tattoo. Is he cute? Is he not? I don't. Sometimes I think he's cute. He's got great style. Sometimes I'm like, ew, he's got a weird pig nose. I feel like I know Rob personally. I feel like I've met Rob's. I have. And to be honest, and I was talking to Emily, who was on a few episodes ago, about this, and we had totally different like opinions. I felt, and this is a spoiler alert, so icky about the whole him and Andrea thing with Leah. I feel like I've been in that situation before, of the reassurance of everything's okay, like we're gonna be fine. And then it takes one person, one time to just flip everything around. And then all of a sudden you're left in the dust. You know, so I didn't really, I think it just brought up like trauma for me, that the whole situation just like made me feel icky and uncomfortable. And I wanted to like paint him as the villain. And then I was like, well, he is just playing, like, he's playing the game. Like, he's there to see who he's the best match with, you know, but I don't know. I didn't like it. And I didn't like Andrea, like kind of just standing there like smirking as Leah was very upset. I don't know. I feel like I know Rob. I feel like a lot of us know a Rob. And it's hitting too close to home, but I don't know, I'm locked in. I'm locked in. Rob and Leah, I were my favorite in the beginning, but I guess now I'm for Aaron and Kaylor. I don't know. 22, though. Like, Kaylor's 22. That's really young. But I had to remind myself, you know, they're not, like, getting married on this show. But, like, she's like, oh, I've tried. And, like, I always pick the wrong guy. I'm like, bitch, you got a... You're not even, like, you got a ways to go, honey. You got a ways to go. But those are my Love Island thoughts. I'm not going to go on and on about it because it's not a Love Island podcast unless you want it to be. And in that case, send me your feedback and I will happily yap more about Love Island. Ugh, okay. Anyway, I really need to be better at writing down the things that I want to talk to you guys about because I can't, like, it'll hit me in the car and I'm like, oh my God, I have to talk about this on the podcast. And then I sit down here and I'm like, well, how's the weather, guys? It's looking good. You know what I'll say? I'll say this. This has been the most natty summer, I think, in a while. Ew. They've been in my house. Today I went to the beach and I literally left early because there were so many gnats all over my body. Just like, and it was bothering me, like physically, like it was irritating my skin. But they've been inside the house. Like, I don't even know how they get in, but they're the tiniest little things. Today I made eggs at home. And then I put my eggs in my Tupperware and I got to the beach and I opened them and there was a freaking gnat in there. Like, I've never seen these little buggers as often as I see them now. When I tell you I was like covered in them, it was disgusting. I don't know if that's a Jersey thing. I don't know what it is, but I'm over it. Okay, these little fuckers need to go. I just needed to get that off my chest. Oh, what else is new? Oh, you know what? I'll give you guys a little prep update. So I have officially started working on my suit. I'm not going to give you guys any of the details just because it's fun gatekeeping it and having you guys guess, but there is meaning behind the color, not just... Well, there's meaning behind the color, but this color also does really compliment me. I am working with the person that made Selena's suit. Selena's my teammate. She was the one that I went to go see last week that I was talking about. I am working with her woman to custom make my suit. Very, very excited. She was asking me all these things like, do you want this? Do you want that? Or do you want this? Or do you want that? And I didn't know my ass from my elbow. Dead ass. I was like, girl, you got to guide me through this one because I don't know if I want a V cut or a regular cut. So she gave me a lot of advice. She helped me learn a lot about like what would complement my body, what I should go with based on my shape. I have very long limbs and no torso. Like my limbs are a lot longer and my torso is very small, which is why like sometimes wearing high-waisted things feels very awkward. I don't go for long line sports bras and everybody tends to think that I'm taller than I am in real life. I'm a short little gal, but I'm very, very excited about that. I'm excited for it to come in. Things are starting to get real. I'm dialed in. I'm following the plan to a T. I want to see some freaking veins pop out though. Like it's go time. It is go time. Okay, let's go over some hot topics for the week. This one's really bothering me, okay? I am not one for Hallmark movies, and I'm saying this as a 25-year-old, so maybe this will come and bite me in the ass when I'm like 50. My mom freaking loves them. She loves them. I think that's part of the reason why I hate them, because they're all so cheesy with such terrible acting, and she has them on all the damn time. And it's the same shit. Little farm towns, like we have to save the town. Desperate girl, handsome guy, blah, 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 whatever. Hallmark's making a movie called Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story. And Donna Kelsey will appear in it. Cringe. This makes me want to cringe out of my freaking skin. Just leave them alone. I'm yelling. I'm sorry. Leave them alone. Don't ruin a good thing. It's gonna cringe me out. It's gonna, like, honestly, if I was Travis and Taylor and I saw this movie, I would probably want to end my own relationship. Gross. So I'm not behind this. I am not at all behind it. And that's, it's just, ugh. Ew, don't ruin a good thing. Please. And you're so quick to make this like movie right now. It hasn't even been a year of them dating. Like what? God forbid. What the fuck if they break up tomorrow? Then what? Are you still going to like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Euphoria season 3 will begin filming in January 2025 with the entire main cast, and it won't be set in high school. I got to say, I'm not that interested. Will I watch it when it comes around? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we're talking, it's not going to start filming for another 5 months or so. And then you got to film, you got post-production, all that stuff. I don't know, man. And it's not, there were so many unended like storylines. And then, of course, with Angus Cloud passing away, which was fucking terrible. I don't know. If I watch it, it'll be for Jacob Elordi. But I didn't really like Euphoria to begin with. It made me very uncomfortable to watch. So, I don't, I think I'm out. I think I'm going to be out on this. Everyone's pregnant. Alexandra Daddario's pregnant. Margot Robbie's pregnant. And Gypsy Rose is pregnant. Girl, this girl's unhinged. She's unfucking hinged. I can't really blame her. I mean, she had a pretty fucked up life. I'll say that. But she's what? She was tweeting too because she had like just gotten divorced recently from that whack ass husband. She like tweeted something like the whole timeline of like, this is when we broke up. This is when I started ovulating. This is when I had sex with this new guy. It's this guy's baby. This girl needs to be monitored. Listen, I think conservatorships, like there's a lot of, I don't want to say she should be under a conservatorship because those things are fucked up. She didn't really get to live like a normal childhood. She didn't get to learn things. She was drugged up the whole time. Like, I feel like she needs some sort of supervisor to just guide her through life. But then again, who knows? Who knows what happened in jail? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And then the last thing, you know, that like, there. By the way, there are some movies coming out. Like, I do want to see Twisters this weekend. Will I have time? I don't know. Can I go to the movie theaters without eating a large bucket of popcorn? I also don't know. But we'll get there when we get there. The last thing, this one made me feel good. Harry Styles joins Stevie Nicks on stage in London in a tribute to Christine McVie. And then there's a little quote from Stevie Nicks before she brought out Harry Styles. At the end of the show, since the end of last year and since Christine passed away, I would say something about her, and I asked Harry to do this with me, and it's a lot to ask someone to sing a heavy song about a best friend that died so suddenly and so sadly. What I want to say to you is that Christine was Harry's girl. She was my girl. She was your girl, and she loved all of you. And today would have been her birthday. Ay, ay, ay. That's, I mean, what an honor for Harry Styles. That man is so freaking talented. I feel like he started off in like One Direction and everyone thought he was just this boy band frou-frou, like curly headed mofo. What an honor. Also, I have the chills reading that out loud. I love Fleetwood Mac. Damn. I don't know what else I was going to say about that, bringing it up, other than what if, like, if I was Harry Styles, I'd be shitting myself. Oh my God, I almost forgot. I'm like talking about Hot Topics. I almost forgot to go over the last episode of House of Dragon. So House of Dragon, episode 4. Wild. Loved it. Had me on the edge of my seat. I was texting my friend, Steven, who I bring up very often on this podcast. And he told me that he was underwhelmed. And I answered and said, Steven, I can't say the same. What made me the most sad, for some reason, the dragons like really got to me. Those poor CGI'd creatures, just hearing like when they get clawed and then hearing them yelp, they're so helpless. I don't know. I have a soft spot for animals. I didn't like Aegon. I didn't. But for Aemon to come out of fucking nowhere and burn his brother alive, that's wild. What, like, do I expect anything else? Like, not really. You put Aemon on a dragon and bad things are going to happen. But he just, like, he moves in silence. Like, this whole season so far, he's been very silent with just that disgusting look on his face. But he's so evil. So, like, so evil. Joffrey was the most annoying character probably in history, but Aemon has got to be, like, the most evil character. Yuck. That sucked. And then, I don't know, Rhaenys' death kind of got to me just because it's not like she died immediately. It was one of those, like, her dragon died, so she knew she was going to fall to her death. And that's fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Did not disappoint. At all. I don't know. Apparently Stephen thought that it fell short. I didn't. And I got to catch up on episode 5. So that is going to be tonight's project. So we could talk about it next week. But House of Dragons back, baby. I marked episode 4 as the official Game of Thrones, whatever you want to call it, family universe is fucking back. Surprise, Petula is launching a second collection this month. They are launching favorites like the new Bandeau bra and the Sierra short in the color creamsicle. Creamsicles have been my favorite since a kid. Orange is my favorite color, in case you didn't know that, specifically light orange. These are so comfortable. Now I'm going to have something to wear on Halloween too, which is fantastic. They really bring out my tan, I gotta say, my dark features. This collection will be live on July 17th at noon. Make sure to use my code LizWay for a discount. Get some fun colors in your life. Step away from the black and show some colors before summer's over and then we're pale and sad again. All right, let's get into some highlights for the week. My health and fitness, my non-health and fitness related highlight, I should say, was the fact that I got my ass up for a sunrise this week. We did a little shoot on the beach. I gotta wait to show you guys the pictures. But sleep is so precious to me these days, but I do rarely get to go to the beach because of how busy my schedule is and prep and all that. So I was super happy to be there and kind of just be in peace for a minute. And then me and Marissa and Gianna, my two friends that were there with me, went to go get coffee when the coffee store opened at 8, and we got a free coffee in exchange for being on their story. So it's the little things. Sometimes, you know, life grants you just a little treat like that, like a free cup of coffee, and it can really make your day. Let's see. And health and fitness wise, you know what? I am going to give you guys an update on how prep is going. So my health and fitness goal or highlight was probably just the fact that I was able to get my weight down a little bit more. So we talked about this last week with the whole vacation thing, and I gained weight on vacation, which is completely normal to do, but we are in the process of kind of bouncing back from that. We do still have work to do, and I do want to make sure that this didn't set me back too far. So this week we're kicking it up a notch, but last week I did trend down and lose a little bit more weight. We still have some work to do. There are still some things that need to be done. So we're chugging along, but I'm proud of last week's progress, and we're 9 weeks out now. Ready to take it to the next level. Seriously. I feel like I've been having a lot of fun and it's been a really great process, but it's time I feel some pain. Like, let's fucking go. Okay, so I don't know why it took me so long to talk about this. And I talked about it like a little bit, but I don't know why it took me so long to decide that this should be a topic. But I thought that it would be cool this week if we went through Taylor's Eras Tour training program. And I kind of gave you my opinion as a personal trainer out of it. Now, this came out back in December when Taylor was, I believe she was Times Woman of the, or Person of the Year And in one of the articles, she went over like what her exercise routine is like. Because listen, if you haven't been, or if you've been living in a hole, the Eras Tour is like 3 hours long, and this bitch is running. She is working. My cardio, like that bitch's endurance, holy shit. I can't even imagine her backup dancers. Because at least there's some times where she's like standing still, but those people are fucking moving. So this article was written on Time by Megan McCluskey back in December. But we're getting to it now. Swift began getting in shape for the Eras Tour 6 months before the tour kicked off in March. And she said, "I knew this tour was harder than anything I'd ever done by a long shot. I finally, for the very first time, physically prepared correctly." Interesting. So this is what she did. Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, Reputation. This is her sixth tour. Okay. Her training regimen included running on the treadmill every day while singing the entire Eras set list out loud. Fast for fast songs, and a jog or a fast walk for slow songs. Following a specialized strength, conditioning, and weights program at her gym, and doing 3 months of dance lessons. Okay, so following a specialized strength and conditioning and weights program isn't enough info for me. I need a little bit more. The running part makes sense. Okay, I don't know. I do want to know though. Is it every day? Like, how many rest days does she get? Because I'm doing right now, for me training for the bodybuilding show, I'm doing 7 days cardio, and it's a lot. But then again, like, I don't know, maybe she is doing it every day. She said, "I wanted to get it in my bones. I wanted to be so over rehearsed that I could be silly with the fans and not lose my train of thought." Yeah, that makes sense. She says, "Before the show started, her team camped out in Glendale. We got to the stadium almost a month." Yeah, see, this whole article doesn't really tell me what specifically she was, like, what's the weight training program like? I need to know. I do want to point out one thing she said. She said she gave up alcohol. Okay. And it doesn't mean she gave up alcohol forever. I mean, listen to her freaking songs. Like, she talks about wine. She loves wine. Except for at the Grammys. Because doing the show hungover would be absolutely disastrous. It would not only be painful for her, but it would put on a shitty experience for people who like we know. I don't need to tell you the hell that it was to get tickets. But I wanted to touch on that because I posted a reel like this week about people's perception on alcohol and whatnot. And like, alcohol is just not healthy. It's just not healthy. And her exact quote, I'm going to read it to you guys because I like it. "I was really disciplined about drinking. I stopped drinking for a couple months before the show, except on Grammy night, which was hilarious. I gave myself a fun night for that one." I love that exact quote for many reasons. One, she stopped drinking alcohol because she had something to prepare for. She had bigger goals. You know, I think that shows strength in a person because there's a lot of people that I know in my life that can't give that up. They can't like go out without drinking. They can't have a fun night without drinking. They just don't know how to, or they feel peer pressured. So I commend her for the strength in doing that. Not that, listen, I don't know what her drinking life was like before that, but just to actually say no and close off completely is a strong thing to do. And I know because I'm doing it right now, especially when you get peer pressure from people around you. But I also like in that quote that she pointed out that she gave herself a fun night for Grammy night. Like, she did drink on that night. Because I think it shows, and I don't even know if she was going for this, but it shows a nice balance between like, this is my job. This is what I need to do to succeed at my job. But we do gotta have fun every now and then, you know, like sometimes like it is okay to let loose. Sometimes, like I said last week, you go on vacation. She had a little break. She was getting a freaking she was getting multiple Grammys. So have a freaking drink. Have a freaking drink, you know, and then it's back. She wasn't performing the next day. It's back to the regimen right after. And that ties in so much with what I was saying last week. So that's pretty much what the Time article said, but I did find more information on women's health that's more recent, actually, and it came from her trainer, which I thought was interesting. This is on women's health, and it says, for some cross-training, Dog Pound created a tailored, get it, oh God, I wish I didn't say that out loud, okay, program for the Cruel Summer singer, which, oh God, this is so, I hate when they do, like, sometimes articles try way too hard, and journalists are forced to try, like, just say for some cross-training, Dog Pound created her a program, like, oh God, okay. Anyway, it says, which featured strength, conditioning, and targeting her core. And then her trainer says, we approached her training for the Eras Tour with the mindset like a professional athlete. There was an off season when she wasn't touring and an in season when she was. Sometimes they'd even play her own music. I've never intentionally played it, but it comes on the playlist. Okay. I love that. So I do like, I guess it's kind of... similar, again, this doesn't give us like too much information, but kind of similar to what we do with the bodybuilding stuff, and I guess like a professional athlete too, where it's like it is her responsibility to stay active when she's not touring, like those periods of her life. Otherwise, getting on stage and doing a 3-hour performance might not be feasible, or you might need way more than 6 months to get you there. But it looks like overall she had a mix of cardio and strength training, which I think is important to highlight on, because a lot of us girlies, especially when we see someone like Taylor, who's tall and very thin, think just cardio, cardio, cardio. And everyone picked up on the whole, like, she would run to her songs, singing her songs and stuff. But I think it's important that we also touch on the fact that she had cross training. She did do dance lessons too. That's a whole nother thing. But she had strength training in there, and it doesn't give us specifics, but it was mentioned that it was like cross training. So I'm sure it had stuff to do with what she was holding up, what she was pushing against, like things like that. But I think that that's just very important for women in general, especially because Taylor Swift is such a polarizing figure. I mean, she's been my role model since I was like 8, but she's everybody's role model now. So If we're going to do what Taylor's doing cardio and strength training, period. Show was fantastic. She seems to be healthy and fantastic. I give her trainer creds. You did a phenomenal job. I'd be shitting myself if I ever had to train Taylor Swift. But at the same time, call me if you want to switch up, Tay. I got you. Might shit myself, but just plug your nose. We good. All right, a little bit of a shorter episode today, but it's always like I'm running out of ways to just talk to myself, you know? Sometimes it's like, do you guys really want to listen to me talk to me for that much longer? Whatever. Anyway, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. I am going to keep plugging and chugging along with this Love Island shit, so we will be back next week where I'm going to have more to say. Hopefully, I'm on episode 13 now. So let me get my shit together and come back with further along here. Make sure that you follow the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you are following me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, yada, 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 at Lifts with Liz. And I thought that I was going to say something else, but I'm not, because I forgot. All right. I guess that's it. Have a happy and healthy week, and I will talk to you guys next week.